Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We should, of course, have the reaction to the worst segues of all time. Okay. I wanted to get to a few other topics here because we're kind of focusing on these. And the reason is I saw this piece that you wrote 4 months ago, RPJ, and it just struck my eye. The headline I like. The rest of the article, I don't know. No, I'm kidding. The saucer washing of history. Prince Philip, royal UFO aficionado, dies. Okay, what is the saucer washing of history?
Okay, so that's when Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, you know, the sovereign of the United Kingdom, died. There were a lot of articles in mainstream media relating to his advanced age, how he was as a person, you know, his humanitarian work, the marital problems he may have had. His wife made also the allusions to prejudice and maybe even racism. But nowhere in those articles were any kind of mention to the fact that Prince Philip was very, very interested in the UFO topic. Interested to the fact that he had a very large collection of books devoted to UFOs and flying saucers. And even through one of his aides, he managed to have private conversations with witnesses or members of the Royal Air Force that were investigating UFOs. So that tells you, or at least to me, that tells me that despite this alleged new openness toward the UFO topic, this lifting of the stigma, as some people like to call it, saying, oh, you know, yeah, UFOs are now okay to talk about without being ridiculed of, there's still this sense of being uncomfortable with it nonetheless. The idea of saying, oh, by the way, you know, Prince Philip, this very important political and, dare I say, historical figure, was also very interested in the topic and wanted to know more about UFOs. Why is it that is almost never portrayed in dramatizations on the lives of these people? You know, there's this TV series produced by Netflix, The Crown, which is pretty awesome, by the way. It covers the story of the royal family from the 1950s when Queen Elizabeth rose to power to, I guess right now they're in the 1990s and Prince Diana still alive. Never they mention, you know, this interest in the topic by Prince Philip, you know, and it's why. Why is it that they still have to cover it as some kind of embarrassment? Another example I think I gave in that article is this artist who I admire so much, Worth Kimball, who was one of the original Disney animators, you know, behind some of the most wonderful movies that studio released, was also very interested in UFOs. In fact, there are all these stories with regards on how the U.S. Air Force approached Disney Studios because they wanted to create this documentary about UFOs, and they were supposedly going to release the mythical Holoman UFO landing to the Disney Studios so they could include it in their film. And Walt Kimball was going to be the director of the film, but of course that never came to pass. Nevertheless, when you read articles written by art historians, people who cover the history of the Disney Studios, and someone is going to write actually a biography of this animator, Walt Kimball, I asked them, you know, are you going to cover the fact that Walt Kimball was interested in UFOs? He was a card-carrying member of MUFON. He was even a speaker in one of their conferences. And, of course, I never received a response. So that's why I call it the saucer whitewashing of history, that even if you don't believe in the reality of UFOs, why did you not mention the fact that all these historical figures were interested in the topic? I mean, you don't have to prove the existence of God or that Jesus Christ was a real historical figure to mention that so-and-so was a Christian. Why not do the same with UFOs?
Well, I think that a lot of that goes back to the Robertson panel, because that's where the great divide in ufology originated. When they decided that they would officially get into debunking sightings and discrediting pilots, if necessary, in the process, Disney Corporation was actually suggested as one of the media outlets for them to be able to spin their propaganda. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be that they wanted to do that, the artists themselves who were interested in it, but the corporation was like, had already been approached by the CIA, essentially, and said, well, hey, you know, would you like to do this? And maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But being approached like that, I would think that maybe they would be at least hesitant.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, you know, all is part of that cultural stigma that still accompanies the topic to this day, despite the recent revelations and developments that have happened since 2017.
Yeah. Okay, so what is that then, RPJ? Because now I'm thinking that the hesitancy and the ridicule is essentially now just on the part of cyberbullies who have learned how to use those tools to embarrass people online, and that really they don't have any teeth left, but they do it anyhow because that's just the kind of people they are.
I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, I know what you mean with regards to skeptics and the bunkers. But maybe we have an excused perception of this because we ourselves are very much involved in these discussions, whereas the majority of the people living in the world, you know, they have other things in their minds. You know, they're part of their today grind in order to have a life, stay afloat, raise a family, all that. So I really don't know how much of that influences and whether you look into these topics and you decide to spend time with it. And also, like, getting back to the idea of what we're talking about, you know, that after the Enlightenment in the 18th century, there was this trend within science in order to try to rid the world from superstitions. You know, the idea of, yeah, you know, the nasty influence that the church had on Western culture for centuries, persecuting individuals for having ideas that were against the established order, burning witches at the fire and all that. And we're still doing that, I guess, not in a literal sense, but at least in a metaphorical sense, when people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and such as that still act as inquisitors, and they say, no. You cannot believe in, you know, flying saucers. You cannot believe in ghosts. You cannot believe in reincarnation. You cannot believe in telepathy, you know, because this is not part of our, you know, scientific materialistic dogma, you know.
Well, that's very true in a sense. I mean, we know, I've got great respect for Neil deGrasse Tyson, don't get me wrong, but I have also seen him misrepresent the field of ufology and mock it and ridicule it. And he's a lot quieter and more reserved about that these days, because I think he's starting to, light is starting to go on for him as well.
The light's going to go on right now. for Miguel, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, the lights can be turned off now. Randall, please continue.
Right, just prior to the break there, RPJ and I were talking about the attitudes of what I guess we would call the hardened skeptics and debunkers, the ones that use less honorable tactics, such as ridicule and embarrassment, in order to make their point. And they feel justified in doing that in the name of what they believe to be the truth and science. And if anyone opposes them, then they're labeled anti-science and attacked summarily and convicted on that. And we're seeing this divide between the people who are kind of reasonable and the people who aren't.
Don't get me wrong. I feel that, you know, there's definitely a role to play when it goes against attacking ideas that should be attacked. You know, like, for example, unfortunately, I'll have to mention the current situation with regards to COVID, but there are people out there who are, you know, trying to raise false alarms about the vaccines, you know, and say, no, they're not, they're dangerous, and Bill Gates is going to implant a 5G chip in order to track your every movement and control your mind and all that. Much to my regret, there's always this kind of sometimes alignment between these very nasty anti-scientific and anti-establishment thinking and the belief in UFOs. You know, this is something that is very uncomfortable to talk about, and often people try to stay away from it. But I see this trend, and not only in the United States, by the way, but perhaps predominantly in the United States, between right-wing mentality and the UFO narrative.
I'm giving Gene permission to rant here, because I know he's going, Randall, don't go there. I can tell he's just thinking it, but I'm going to say, go ahead, Gene. Like, why don't you guys just riff a little bit on this, and I'll just sort of stay out of the conversation for a bit, because I think it is important in terms of how we look at different subjects.
Look, I think that it's kind of like a natural progression of going deep into the rabbit hole, to use Matrix and Alice in Wonderland reference. That, you know, that you uncover things that the powers that be, the government, have kept away from the public. I don't know. UFO sightings that we're talking about, you know, what they may or may not know about UFOs, the whatever evidence they may or may not know. Other things that, the JFK assassination, you know. So there is this cultivation of this progression that is kind of dangerous, in which people say, well, if they've lied us about this, then who's to say they're not lying us about insert whatever it is you want to talk about, you know, whether it is the vaccines, whether it is election results, whether it is about, you know, whatever it is out there in space, or, you know, relationship with other countries. This atmosphere of distrust toward authority institutions, be that governments, academies, scientific communities, is kind of like very, very pernicious. And obviously, as someone who calls himself a 14 and a member of the paranormal community, I'm very aware of it. I realize, you know, that is something that it has to be treated very carefully. You know, when did you put a line on the sand and saying, you know what, I'm not going to go there because that is too much for me? When you go and say, you know, okay, the government has lied to us about UFOs. Oh, and they also lied to us about, I don't know, 9/11. Oh, and they also lied to us about whatever.
Okay, the list goes on and on and on. Okay, the Matrix is all about counterculture. So I'm a little surprised to hear this. But I like, okay, so when does counterculture become dangerous? Gene?
Well, you see, here's the thing. We have to go back to this about the government. We're hoping, or a lot of UFO people are hoping, the government will tell us what they know about UFOs. Then again, depending on where you stand politically and who's in charge, you may or may not believe what the government tells you. I tell a story quite often that if the President of the United States said tomorrow, we are being visited by beings from another planet coming to here and there, UAPs or UFOs. If you're a Republican, there's a 50% chance you won't believe that Joe Biden is president. So you won't believe what he says. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if Trump were still president, you'd have a large proportion of the Democratic Party who would not accept him as their president. Not because of that reason, but just because they don't believe what he says. Even if they accept him as president, they'd say, well, this guy lies all the time. So where you stand politically, forgetting about the facts, we're not going to get into a debate of facts because I think there is only one fact. Depending on where you stand, that will determine how you react to that statement. You'll either believe it or not. And that is, I guess, the biggest problem in any kind of disclosure. If you're not going to believe the messenger, you're going to think they could be hiding something, like we assume the Pentagon UAP Task Force report does. You're going to assume that any person in authority will also be lying to you. So how do you do anything? How do you actually have a disclosure? Because it's going to have difficult, maybe unpredictable results, truth or false. Now, as far as counterculture, I came out of the counterculture kind of sort of from the 60s and 70s. And a lot of that kind of dissipated. A lot of the people who were counterculture became regular people. Others remained.
And did they become Democrats or Republicans?
Or independents, whatever.
And, you know, is it on? And they both use this whole, well, it's the war on science as their platform to legitimize their viewpoint. And the both viewpoints are completely in opposition. And therefore, you know, someone like Socrates would say, hey, we've got a problem here. We need to investigate this. So how do we deal with that?
Yeah, so you see how the paranormal topics get mired with these things. And, you know, when you see the rise of QAnon, you know, and this rhetoric of people who are so willing to believe all these, you know, wacky theories. Oh, yes, you know, Trump is actually working in secret with, you know, this QAnon, who is an undercover agent within the government, because they're going to try to fight the deep state, you know, and all the people within the government and the Clintons and Obama and all that.
More to come with Gene and Randall and RPJ. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. continue to rise, with new daily infections averaging more than 100,000. According to new data, the 7-day average of new cases is just over 107,000, a level not seen since the surge over the winter. Hospitalizations and deaths are also on the rise, with more than 40,000 people currently hospitalized, according to the CDC. Deaths are averaging about 500 a day as of Friday, up from about 270 just 2 weeks ago. Health officials say that the surge could continue if more people are not vaccinated. Just over 50% of Americans are now fully vaccinated, with more than 70% having received at least one dose. And the White House announced Friday that the pause on federal student loan payments would be extended to January 31st. The Department of Education said in a statement that this would be a final extension and that they believed setting a due date would cut down on default and delinquency when payments resume. This is USA Radio News. The White House says that more lockdowns are not on the horizon. Brad Bernards reports.
We're not going to lock down our economy or our schools because our country is in a much stronger place than when we took office. Thanks to the president's leadership in vaccinating the American people and getting an economic relief to those who need it.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. government has been preparing for the possibility of the virus evolving and becoming more difficult to deal with. In a briefing last month, she said Biden would support states if they went into lockdown again. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the U.S. Postal Service says that it will be slowing down some mail services in October as part of a cost-cutting measure. Some first-class deliveries will move to a 1-to-5-day service standard, up from the current 1-to-3. About 60% of first-class mail will remain on its current standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
What's so strange about QAnon is when the predictions fail, as they all do, they just come out with new predictions. I think there's another one for August 13th. This show will be heard on August 8th. So the next prediction will be Friday, August 13th. So it may or may not come, just letting you know.
When prophecy fails, right? And where does that term come? Well, it comes from this book that was written by some academicians that investigated this UFO cult of people who were absolutely convinced that the end of the world was coming. And that they, and only they, will be saved by the flying saucers if they manage to do as they were told. And a lot of people who had good education background, you know, people who were, I think, doctors or you know, they weren't like, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, they weren't school dropouts. You know, the people who get a good standing in the community totally believed into this, and some of them sold their houses or sold all they owned, and they went to this place where they weren't going to be, you know, picked by the flying saucers, and of course it didn't come to be. And what you say, you know, sometimes when people are confronted with these harsh realities that what they fell into was just a lie, instead of realizing, okay, I was mistaken or I was lied to, people often double down. You know, say, no. Actually, there has to be an explanation why what I thought it was going to happen didn't. And that is what happens when these cult-like mentality keeps continuing, and we see that with QAnon nowadays. You know, people were still totally believe, even though, like you said, again and again, all these predictions never come to pass. And what is scary is that is so easy to manipulate to serve someone else's agenda. And that's what, getting back to what we were discussing at the beginning of this episode, this is what the old beers in the UFO community are trying to tell to the young guns, you know, the younger members. They say, be careful into falling into these mental trap holes, because otherwise you might be finding yourself in this situation in which people are assuring you that something is going to happen and it doesn't. And they then, instead of saying, you know what, we lied to you or we were mistaken, they are going to come up with another story in order to feed, you know, and justify, and a chain of lies and lies and lies just to keep the narrative going.
Yeah, they're on the prophecy train that never ends kind of thing.
Yeah.
And at the same time here, I think what I was trying to get at with my previous commentary was that if you listen to Richard Dolan at one point, he would talk about the deep state. I mean, is there not a deep state, or is that just now anyone who uses that term, are they now part of QAnon? If I say, oh, yeah, I believe in alien visitation, am I now part of the war on science? There's a problem there,
right,
where you are either with us or you're against us, and anything controversial goes on this side of the fence, and everything that is the official narrative is on the other side of the fence. And we've seen this happen in the past. Every time the powers that be want to maintain or erode the rights of people, they start to demonize the intellectuals and the counterculture. So it worries me. I'm not part of QAnon. I'm not part of the war on science. When I look at the science and I arrive at a conclusion, it's because I've looked at the science. But if it differs from the official narrative, suddenly I'm labeled as being part of the war on science. And I think that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Especially when the people in power are using that to erode people's rights and freedoms.
Yeah, that happened to me, actually, you know, that there's this journalist, I think her name is Sarah Scholl. She wrote a book about UFOs from a very skeptical perspective. Years ago, before that, she wrote an article about the electric universe theory, which is this theory that instead of gravity, electricity has a bigger role in the shaping of the universe.
Yeah, the EM. Yeah, actually, that's a pretty interesting theory.
Exactly. And as I also found it interesting, so when she reached out years ago on social media, on Twitter, saying, hey, are people who are into the electric universe theory will be willing to participate? I'm going to write an article, so I would like to interview them, ask them questions through email. So I said, look, I'm not really, really deep into it. I'm not fully convinced. Like I said, I find it interesting. So if I could be of assistance, I gave her my email. She sent me a questionnaire. I answered it, you know, like saying, well, you know, it's not that I necessarily believe in the electric universe theory, but I remember that oftentimes there are outsiders within the field of science that come up with these totally out of left field ideas that change the paradigm from occasionally, and
certainly
that brings about this quantum leap in our understanding of the universe. So you can never, like you said, go and said, no, this is nonsense, therefore has to be forbidden. But then she wrote this hit piece, basically saying, well, all these people who are interested in the electric universe theory, they may end up being radicalized into not believing in vaccines and to being dangerous in deranged individuals. And I was totally outraged, like saying, what happened here? Now,
yeah.
Obviously, like go back 5 years, 7 years later, with the rise of QAnon, with the rise of the anti-vax movement, or better say the remorphing of the anti-vax movement, because before they were afraid of taking vax because they thought that their kids will become autistic. And now, just because they think the Bill Gates is going to implant a chip into them. But
he's not. I can just imagine Bill Gates. He's standing there with his surgical instruments and his doctor bag. And he visits people, say, in Podunk, Iowa, or in Piedmont, Alabama, which is the place I actually lived in. And he knocks on the door and says, I'm Bill Gates. I want to operate on you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I guess by the end of the day, what we're saying is that we have to recognize, yes, there is a danger of people falling into false narratives, into really, really deep rabbit holes from which they can never escape. And our World Wide Web is designed, specifically designed for people to fall into these trap holes. You know, YouTube clips, you know, that maybe one day you click into UFO video just because you're interested in UFOs, and then the YouTube algorithm suggests to you that you will check out a clip from Alex Jones. Well, now Alex Jones is banned from YouTube, but before that. Or a clip about, you know, the truth about vaccines or the truth about 9/11. So it's very easy for people to fall into these dangerous narratives. But at the same time, I would hate living in a world in which people like Sarah Scholes become inquisitors and say, no, this is forbidden knowledge. You know, this is something that you do not want to read about, otherwise you will fall into, you know, the radicalization trap hole forever.
Okay, let's start a break. We're going to fall into this realm of knowledge, okay? And then we'll be back with Miguel, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, each segment of The Paracast, Randall goes deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole. You notice from his voice, that's a rabbit hole voice. There's nothing else. Now, the thing here, of course, that bothers me about all this and listening to all this is that we want to think that if someone believes in UFOs, they have to be anti-science because it's something that is not generally believed among scientists. On the other hand, you could accept science as it is in all respects, accept that UFOs are real because we have the evidence, and assume eventually that mainstream science will take it more seriously than they do now. You don't have to be anti-science, at least for that.
Exactly. I think a couple of months ago, I observed one of these online conference that was organized by SCU, the Scientific Coalition for the Study of UAPs. All of these people are very smart people, have scientific academic backgrounds, and they believe in UFOs. So I think it will be an insult to them to say, oh, if you believe in UFOs, that means that you're not a real scientist. You know, you should be cast away from the science class.
That happened to Carl Sagan. He was warned off, and he was told that if you don't knock it off with your interest in flying saucers, we're going to banish you from the Cosmos Club, which was the elite place where the astronomers and the academics of the day that he wanted to become involved with hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I found very interesting because Sagan wasn't anti-alien visitation. He wasn't anti-flying saucer. He wasn't a tinfoil hat-wearing person who was maybe had a screw loose. He was very interested in it from a scientific perspective and thought that it deserved further investigation. But he couldn't be open about that. So he got into astrobiology and founded SETI and tried to work it from inside the system.
Or maybe he also was reacting against what he might perceive as taking things too far. Like I remember that he wrote in favor of the possibility that extraterrestrial visitors could have come to our planet in previous ages, maybe hundreds or thousands of years ago. And then came Eric von Däniken with Charters of the Gods, you know, saying everything in the past that is weird. I can see someone like Carl Sagan, like, reacting in disgust,
rolling his eyes at that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then as a reaction, going the other way and becoming uber skeptic, you know, and then writing things like the demon haunted world and saying, you know, I worry about a world in which our young people instead of learning about astronomy, are going to learn about astrology. It's not that I'm poo-pooing astrology. It's just an example of how this reaction of what these people consider to be dangerous interests or not interests that are not conducive to, I don't know, healthy habits, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
The way that this has all continued to polarize out is now we have, if you were going to look for something from von Daniken and you are sort of interested in it, it's like, don't go there because, again, this is all part of the war on science now, right? And what could be more political of a statement than the war on science? Science isn't about that. Science is about objectively looking at the evidence and trying to determine as close as possible what the actual case is.
Right.
You know?
And actually, there is no science as a, you know, an independent being with life of its own. There are scientists, you know, individuals, human beings, with biases, with foibles, with imperfections, that are trying to apply what is known as the scientific method in order to try to find the truth about the world. You know, and sometimes it is messy and inconclusive, and sometimes scientists are carried away by their preconceptions and their own biases, and they stray away from the actual truth. Take, for example, Göbekli Tepe. You know, this wonderful discovery that happened in Turkey, well, actually in Anatolia, that it turned out to be the oldest religious megalithical construction in the world, that is at least 12,500 years old. And at first, when archaeologists discovered it, they first thought it was a cemetery from the Byzantine Empire, right? And it took a lot of time and convincing to dissuade archaeologists that no, this was actually a really important discovery, and it's changing our preconception of antiquity. But sometimes scientists reject to see the evidence. It's ironic because evidence, by its meaning of the word, means for everyone to see. But what good is the evidence if the academicians and the scientists turn their backs to it and they close their eyes? They say to the Galileos of the world, no, I will not look into your telescope. Actually, that's one of the models that Abelov is now using for his Galileo project, which we discussed earlier in the show.
You know, this has been extraordinary, as it always is, RPJ. Can you tell our listeners where we can find more information about you, but also maybe tell us some of the things that you're working on that we could look forward to?
Okay, thank you, and it's been a pleasure, Gene and Randall. It's always fun to talk to you guys.
By the way, he's going to be back on After the Paracast, too. We'll let you know that.
Yes, and where you can find me, well, the main place is the Daily Grail, www.dailygrail.com. That's where I contribute as a writer and a news administrator. We are trying to raise the number of our Patreon subscribers, so if you can support us so we can keep doing what we do, that will be greatly appreciated. I also have my own personal webpage, absurdbydesign.com, which is kind of like a mixture between a blog, but also a showcase of my illustration design work. And as for things that I'm working on, people are always asking me, when are you going to write your book? And I keep telling them, well, when I have something really original to say about, you know, these topics. But right now, I'm not working on a book, but I'm working on something in which I'm trying to combine my artistic skills and also my passion for UFOs. It's something that is still very preliminary, so I don't want to reveal what it is. It's going to be launched very soon, hopefully before this month ends. And once I do, I would love to get back with you guys to talk about it.
And we'll be happy to have you join us. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Facebook. And Facebook, by the way, now has a special area for podcasts. So I made sure that the Paracast is linked there as well. So the Paracast is linked through iTunes. It's linked at Spotify. And RPJ has this great artwork, and he designed this caricature of me. It doesn't frighten people, which means it's a good job, because everybody else who has tried to do a caricature of me, they've come up with something that frightens the devil out of people. But he made it calmer. That's great. And you can find that and get branded merchandise with that logo, plus a bunch of logos that Randall designed, plus our original Paracast designer, if you go to theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop for branded merchandise featuring a number of artists, including RPJ. We also offer After the Paracast, our special podcasts exclusively for subscribers of the Paracast Plus. Go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus, for quick sign-up information. You also get this show free of the network ads. By the way, RPJ will be there as well. Okay, he'll be there on After the Paracast, because he knows when we get him here, we rope him and he can't leave. If you subscribe for a lifetime to the Paracast Plus, use the keyword UFO20. UFO20, get a 20% discount. Theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. RPJ, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.